Chapter 3. The Story of Prometheus. After he had created humans out of clay and Zeus had breathed life into them, Prometheus started working hard. He wanted to make humans different from the gods. These clay humans were like animals at first. They did not know how to think or how to use the things that they found around them. They lived in caves and ate plants and meat that was not cooked. But Prometheus was kind and gave the humans many skills. He taught them how to build houses, make tools, and grow corn to eat, and how to use wild animals to help them in many ways. Some even say that Prometheus taught humans how to speak and how to read and write. But it was slow work because Prometheus could not give humans fire for cooking meat, baking bread, or making tools. One day, he looked up at the sun shining brightly in the sky and he called for his brother, Epimetheus. "Listen, brother," he said, "I must give fire to humans. It will be my last and greatest gift to them. But when I do, Zeus will be furious with me, so I ask you to look after the humans for me. Take care when I am not with you, and be very careful of any gifts from Zeus." Then Prometheus said goodbye to his brother and went on his way to Mount Olympus, holding a stick which he planned to use later as a candle. At the bottom of Mount Olympus, Prometheus met the goddess Athena, the daughter of Zeus. Athena was kinder and more gentle than Zeus, but she could also be fierce and jealous too. This jealousy had been shown one day when a young lady called Arachne boasted that her skill at weaving was far greater than Athena's. Athena was so angry that she turned Arachne into a spider, and she spent the rest of her days weaving webs in trees. But Athena was friendly to Prometheus, and when he told her of his plan, she took him to the top of Olympus by a secret path. At the end of the day, when the sun was going down, Prometheus held out his stick and touched the beautiful golden ball. Then, with the burning candle hidden under his coat, he ran down the mountain and back to Arcadia, where he used the candle to set fire to some wood to make a big fire. The first people to see the fire were the satyrs. Slowly and shyly they came towards the fire. Closer and closer they came. "Oh, it's lovely," the satyrs cried when they felt its heat.
"Oh, how I love it," Silenus cried.
"I must kiss it," he said happily.
And with that, he moved forward and tried to kiss the red fire. Everyone laughed at the look on his face when the fire burnt his beard. The next day, Prometheus showed the humans how to use fire, how to cook meat, how to bake bread, and how to use fire to make tools and weapons out of metal. After this, humans built towns and cities and used fire to make many of the wonderful things that Greece is now famous for. But when Zeus heard about all this, he was furious and called for Prometheus.
"Titan," he shouted in a voice of thunder, "you did not do what I asked. What is to stop me sending you to Tartarus and destroying the humans you love so much?"
"King Zeus," Prometheus answered, "I know you will punish me for what I have done, but let me tell you two things. First, you cannot take away the gifts I have given the humans, so you cannot take fire from them. And second, You will not want to destroy humans when I tell you that in the future, a human, your son, will save Olympus and everyone who lives there. One day, the giants will come, and they will try to punish you for locking the Titans in Tartarus. You know that a god cannot kill a giant, but a human can if he is strong and brave. But Prometheus's words made Zeus even angrier, and he called for his son Hephaestus.
Take Prometheus to the mountain of Caucasus at the edge of the world, and tie him to the rock, he shouted.
Then he turned to Prometheus.
There you will stay. You will feel the winter's snow and the summer's sun, but nobody will help you.
So Hephaestus took Prometheus to the edge of the world and tied him there. But as Hephaestus was about to leave, Prometheus said, Zeus will fall like Kronos fell, and only I know how to stop this. Hephaestus reported these words, and Hermes was sent to Prometheus.
If you do not tell us what you know, Zeus will punish you, he said. Every day he will send a wild and fierce bird to eat your stomach, and every night your stomach will grow again, so your pain will be repeated.
But Prometheus would not tell his secret, and so the bird came every day. Sometimes you could hear Prometheus's screams of pain across the hills and mountains. Meanwhile, back on Olympus, Zeus had a plan. He wanted to punish humans by making them live forever. He thought that humans could see the future, so he wanted them to know the terrible things that were going to happen. He dressed as a human and visited people to ask who had given them fire. When they told him, he said he would give them a reward.
Here is a magical drink from the gods, he said. This will keep you forever young.
The people who received the special drink were delighted and wanted to take it somewhere safe. So they put it in a jar and tied it to the back of a donkey and went off. After some time, they came near a small river and stopped. The donkey was thirsty, so it went over to the river for a drink. But there was a snake looking after the river, and it said to the donkey,
If you give me the jar on your back, I will let you drink the cool water from my river.
So the donkey agreed and gave the snake the magical drink from the gods. And this is why every year snakes take off their old skin and become young and bright once more. Zeus was not angry about the snake because he had a new plan to punish humans. He was making the first woman. Her name was Pandora. Clever Hephaestus made her out of clay, and Zeus breathed life into her. Hermes led her down to Earth, and there she met Epimetheus, the brother of Prometheus. When Epimetheus saw the beautiful Pandora, he fell in love with her at once. Soon they were married, but bad things were going to happen. Prometheus had left a golden box in Epimetheus's house. In this box were many terrible and horrible things, and Prometheus had commanded Epimetheus never to look in it. But Pandora could not stop thinking about the box and what was inside it, and one day she opened it. At that moment, all the terrible things in the world came flying out. Disease and illness, sorrow, hate, jealousy, lies, stealing, cheating, and 100 others. Frightened by what she had done, Pandora quickly closed the box. But then she heard a little voice.
Let me out too. I am Hope.
and so she opened the box once more, and hope flew out. Along with all these bad and awful things, Prometheus had also put hope in the box so that humans might not have such a dark and worrying future.